Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing. Can you hear me?
I hear you and an echo.
Okay, let's get rid of the echo. All right. Today, we are cross-streaming, which is a difficult process, but I give all praises to the Most High God that we are here cross-streaming on TalkShoe. That was recorded live, was supposed to come through on this call. And now, happened last week.
That's when you were talking about vaccinations, or you plan to.
They've got a way of. And TalkShoe is my main link that covers everything, so I've got to have that. Crap, wow. Give me 1 second.
Had you written in your show's description that you were going to be talking about vaccinations?
Recorded live.
You are unmuted.
Hello, Miriam.
I'm here. I don't know what they did to this line, why this line is making a noise, because I don't know how they did this. This is what they do. This is so ridiculous. There's no reason for me to be getting this noise here. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to try and I have no idea why this stupid noise is on. 5-3-8-8-1-3. I don't know why I'm getting this stupid phone. I'm trying to take this. Just bear with me, please.
I'm cool.
I don't know how they got my main line.
Why would my main line be making this noise?
I don't understand that. Okay.
Girl, they are desperate tonight.
Yeah. And it's going, you know, even when I taught regular classes,
same thing.
So it's unbelievable, same thing. But, okay, now let me start this recording.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, welcome to Prayer Warriors. I need it because Prayer Warriors are needed. I just give honor and praise to the Most High God, thanking God for the privilege of prayer. We're studying a summary of Christian teaching, Christian doctrine. Tonight's subject is, you know, not a subject that we like to talk about, but it's part of the learning process. It's that all evil Satan. And please note that the purpose for this lesson on Satan is not to lift him up in any way, but to give us information concerning him, his devices, his tricks. Since Satan is the enemy of God and the church, it behooves us to study his methods pursuant to 2 Corinthians 2:11. Tells us we have to know the schemes of the devil. Can't know them really without by dodging familiar. So let's, and how do we keep authority over those demon forces? I'll open up with prayer. And we'll welcome prayer at the end also, because Blog Talk limits the time. So I'm just going to go right into the lesson, the prayer. I'd like to put a special prayer out for particularly all of God's people, and particularly our children, our youth, our young people, and particularly for those who are incarcerated. So, God, we just come before you to give you all the praise and the honor. Thank you, God, for you, God. We thank you, God, for all you've done, all you're going to do. We thank you, God, for being sovereign, all-powerful, all-merciful. God, we just thank you, Heavenly give you all the praises. We exalt your name, God. God, we come before you as a unified people, worshiping you and giving you praise, God. And we say, ask you, God, to continue to bless us. We thank you, God, for bringing us through this week that we just went through, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, God, for the week that we have coming before us. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every listener, participant, downloader, God, that you cover them and you guide their steps, God, that they have a blessed week. Every attack that comes before them, God, that they will overcome. Every test that goes before them will be their testimony, God. God, we give you special praise, God, for those who may be incarcerated. Father, young man, God, that was raised in the house of the God. God, we know he's an anointed child. He's your child. And for him and those other young people that just make stupid errors to end up in the hands of Satan in that prison industry, God, we ask you, God, to give him strength of endurance for your warrior angels to cover and watch over him.
Father.
Know that you are all sovereign and you're the God of miracles and you can get him out without just leaving everybody's mouth open, without any clarity.
God,
we know that you can turn things around, open up the windows of heaven. God, we ask you with him, Heavenly Father, and bind up every demon force in that jailhouse, Heavenly Father, that even looks his way. God, we particularly bind up the spirit of exploitation, spirit of abuse.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we bind up the spirit of isolation and assaulting and entitling people as mentally ill or any type of deceptive method being used, Heavenly Father. God, give that young man the strength to march out of those doors, Heavenly Father, waving the banner of the Most High God as a strong man that you created him. God, and every young person that's under assault, God, to be in these demonic prison industry cages, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them
in the name of Jesus.
Devil meant for bad, God, we ask you to use for good, Heavenly Father. Turn things around. Let the young people wake up. Use that experience, God, to become warriors, God. Human rights activists. The minor prophets we learned about, the major prophets, those were social reformers. Those were human rights activists, Heavenly Father. Use them greatly then, you'll use them greatly now. God, we thank you, God, for the turnaround that you're making in the lives of you. We thank you, God, for covering our bloodline, that our bloodlines will be the warriors of tomorrow, God, that they will be able to stand for the banner of the Most High, God, and let the devil know he's a liar. God, we thank you for authority over demon forces. Thank you, God, that we're able to punch the devil in the eye in the midst of all of the assaults and attacks he tries to put out here. We come together to praise and exalt your name and say, God, we love you. We magnify your name, and we thank you, God, for all you've done.
Amen.
Every attempt Satan has tried to take us out, we thank you, God, we're still standing, and we can say, God, if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, God, we thank you for your angels. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for your son that you sacrificed on the cross. God, we
Jesus.
Thank you for having a supernatural power to counteract spiritual wickedness in high places. God, we bind up every ritual demons did to have the power that they're using in our government. God, we bind up demon forces and Satanists across the board. God, we ask you for a special host of blessings, God, over our executive branch, judicial branch, and legislative branch, Heavenly Father. God, we ask you to use your people, God, to pull out the demon forces and bind up Satanists across the world. We bind up the spirit of eugenics. We bind up the spirit of harming people. We bind up the devil's plan to devour and destroy. We decree peace, love, prosperity, good health, goodwill across this earth. Against Satan that he puts down on this earth to have confusion and sickness, we bind it up. We plead the blood of Jesus to break up that spirit, break up every ritual they did, break up, expose the Satanists for what they are, where they are, have them removed, decree and declare that God, your strength, your people will be used to retake this earth. Our governance structures in particular, we take this earth from every boss that's trying to usurp authority they do not have God's structures that he created for man to live according to his will. God, we thank you for the Ten Commandments. Thank you, God, for biblical teaching. We thank you, God, that the Bible is the basic book before leaving earth. We thank you, God, for every section of the Bible that gives us understanding. God, we thank you. Our Bible gives us history. It gives us law. It gives us prophecy. It gives us epistles, our letters to learn from Heavenly Father. It gives us literary parables and learning lessons, things that we can teach and learn from the experience. God, we thank you, God, that we learn through history, through law, that the only power over evil is the power of God. We thank you for your power. We thank you, God, for your miracles, the things that you're turning around, the things you have turned around, and the things you're going to turn around. God, we give you praise and glory, and we ask you, God, to bless this short lesson on Christian teaching of what is Satan, how to overcome Satan, all about his wickedness, and so that we learn how to beat him at his game every time. And we thank you, God, for this Bible-based lesson. That we have a countermeasure to fight against evil, God, because we can't do it on our own, Heavenly Father. People, you can't fight a spiritual war with an affidavit, with a lawsuit, with a gun. You have to fight a spiritual war on spiritual terms. And God,
praise God,
that you've given us our opportunity to counteract evil on spiritual terms through prayer, through praise, through unified people coming together, exalting your name, God. God, we thank you, glorify your name. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I found this prayer here for incarcerated people in general. Heavenly Father, I bind all evil spirits that are in those jails, that are in the presence of our loved ones that are in there. In the prison where our loved ones are, in the prison where our loved ones are, may they be covered with your blood. Father, according to your word in Matthew 16 and 18, you have given me the keys to the kingdom of heaven the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I bind and loose on earth shall be bind and loosed in heaven. I ask you, God, if it's your will to loose your mighty warring angels in great abundance into the presence, into my cousin's situation with the young man and all young people that have the praying parents, God, that you will loose your warring angels to cover them, to be in their presence. Any circumstances that they may face today, they will have warring angels to fight for them. Heavenly Father, it's written in Psalms 91 and Matthew 6 that you are our deliverer, and I ask that you give all of those incarcerated ones total freedom, total liberty, and total salvation from all evil that may try to interfere with your will. During the time she is incarcerated, I ask you to give them the deliverance from all sickness, addictions, anger, and other negative influences. I ask you, Heavenly Father, I decree and declare, God, that you will deliver them from all bitterness, resentments, and past memories that are keeping them from moving forward and making the best of their lives while they are in that situation. I pray to you, Heavenly Father, to help them to use this time to develop a closer relationship with you. In faith, Lord, I am thanking you for giving each and every person wrongfully incarcerated total freedom spiritually and
total freedom.
Things according to your will. May these deliverances be used to glorify you, Heavenly Father, and become. May they use this experience to be a testimony of your greatness, Heavenly Father. I ask you, God, to cover all the inmates in those prisons and those employees. May you control them. God, send your warring angels to protect those people there. God, any vulnerable population, we ask you for special coverage, particularly those at the mercies of correction officers. God, cover them. Cover, let there be one warrior for God in there that stops the plan of the devil.
Oh, yes.
I ask you to render harmless and nullified, destroyed and canceled the power and plans that Satan might have.
Carefully.
He is incarcerated. Heavenly Father, I ask you to fill each and every one of those young people in those prisons, Heavenly Father, with your precious Holy Spirit and with all the fruits of your Spirit, including love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, faithfulness, And I ask you to pour a spirit of repentance, conviction, and wisdom into them. I ask you, Lord, that you continue to release your presence, the glory in and around prisoners and the prison that that they are in. In the name of Jesus, I pray
for Jesus.
Strength to endure, and most importantly, Heavenly Father, I ask you to open up the doors, open up the windows of heaven, open up a way for them to get up on out of there and stay out of there in the name of Jesus, that they'll never end up there again. Satan is a liar. We decree and declare that you cannot have the souls of praying of these praying young men and women that are in there, God, that you will give them the sense, Heavenly Father, to reach out and pray to you, Heavenly Father, and you will help them get out of that place. God, give them the spirit of the holy of faith. Give them the spirit of the Most High God to continue to pray despite conditions, Heavenly Father. God, we know you can send your people through God, through the correction system, through one of the wardens, somebody, God. Let them be in there doing your work, Heavenly Father, holding down the armor of God, that God, the devil, will not have his way with our loved ones. This is my prayer, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. A short little lesson and then a few questions, and we'll go back to talking. The Bible refers to Satan by many names, and often the name describes how he operates. He is known as Abaddon, Revelation 9:1-1. That's Abaddon. He is known as of our brethren, Revelation 12:10. He's known as the adversary, 1 Peter 5:8. He's known as the angel of the bottomless pit, Revelation 9:11. He's known as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. He's known as a roaring lion, 1 Peter 5:8. He's known as Beelzebub, Matthew 12:24, Mark 3:22. He's known as Belial, 2 Corinthians 6. He's known as the devil, Matthew 4:1. He's known as the enemy, Matthew 13:9. He's known as a evil spirit, 1 Samuel 16. Known as the father of lies, John 8:44. He's known as the gates of hell, Matthew 16. He's known as the great red dragon, Revelation 12:3. Known as the liar, John 8:44. He's known as Lucifer, Isaiah 14:12. Known as a lying spirit, 1 Kings 22. Known as the murderer, John 8:44. He's known as the old serpent, Revelation 12:9. He's known as Apollyon, Revelation 9:11. He's known as the prince of this world, John 12:31. He's known as the power of darkness, Corinthians 1:13. Known as the prince of devils, Matthew 12:24. Known as the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:2. Known as Satan, Job 1:6. He's known as the serpent. Genesis.
As the what?
Serpent.
Yes.
He's known as the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2:2. He's known as the tempter, Matthew 4:3. He's known as Tyrus, Ezekiel 28:12. He's known as the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. He's known as an unclean spirit, Matthew 12:43. He is known as the wicked one, Matthew 13:19. Who was Satan originally? He was the highest angel in heaven. He was the anointed cherub of God that had access to the throne of God. He was chief among the angels of heaven. He was called Son of the Morning, Ezekiel 28:12. What did Satan originally look like? He was a most beautiful creature. Every precious stone was his covering. When he spoke, it sounded like a great pipe organ. He was perfect in beauty and wisdom. Ezekiel 28, verses 12 through 15. What happened to Satan? Iniquity. Basically, pride leading to open rebellion was found in him. He attempted to overthrow the throne of God and take God's place. Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 15. Where is Satan now? Satan inhabits the earth and its atmosphere. Job 1:7, 1 Peter 5:8. When humanity fell into sin, Satan became the ruler of the world. John 12:31. Dominates the whole world. 1 John 5:19. Patrols this earth and is the commander of a host of evil spirits through whom he enslaves and keeps captive those without Christ and those who give him power to control their lives, even though some may be Christians. Only believers have been delivered from his power. Yet as a roaring lion, he remains a threat to believers. Psalms 22:13. And he seeks to destroy us, especially through experiences of suffering. He will spiritually destroy anyone who abandons God's protection. Through our faith in Christ's blood, our spiritual warfare by the Spirit, and our prayers to God, we are fully equipped to defeat Satan's schemes, tricks, and deceptions. We are able to resist him, and we are able to stand firm in faith. Who has power over Satan? God and the church have power over all the works of Satan. Matthew 16:17, Luke 10:17, Ephesians 1:19. In what ways does Satan seek to come against us, the body of Christ? He tries to tempt us, deceive us, lie to us, steal from us, and to kill us. John 10:10. Our essential feature of Jesus' temptation revolved around what kind of Messiah he would be and how he would use his anointing from God. Our essential feature of Jesus' temptation revolved around what kind of Messiah he would be and how he would use his anointing from God. He tempted Jesus. The temptation of Jesus is when Jesus was tempted to use his anointing and positioned to serve his own self-interest. He was tempted to attain glory and power over the nations instead of accepting the cross and the way of suffering, and to accommodate himself to the people's popular expectation for a sensational Messiah. There is misuse of anointing. The ways that the Satan tries to deceive us, lie to us, steal from us, and kill us. They have misuse of anointing. Satan still tempts Christian leaders to use their anointing, position, and ability for their own self-interest to establish their own glory and kingdom and to please people rather than God.
Those who
compromise with Satan have reality surrendered to Satan's lordship. How are we battle this enemy? Christ has defeated the enemy. He gives us his word as a mighty sword to maintain the defeat of Satan. John 10:10, Galatians 12:11. No possession of believers. Scripture teaches that no true believer who is dwelt in by the Holy Spirit can be demon-possessed. However, the believer can influence the thoughts, emotions, and actions of Christians who fail to follow the leading of the Spirit. Matthew 16. Believers have authority over Satan's demons. Jesus promised true believers authority over the power of Satan and his cohort. As we confront them, we must break their power they want to exert over us and others by waging intense spiritual warfare through the power of the Holy Spirit. Luke 4:14. In this way, we can be set free from the powers of darkness. According to a parable in Mark 3:27, spiritual conflict against Satan involves three aspects. 1, declaring war against Satan according to God's purpose, Luke 4:4. 2, entering Satan's house, any place where he has a stronghold, attacking and overpowering him by prayer and proclamation of the word and destroying his weapon of demonic deception and temptation, Luke 11:20. And 3, carrying off his possessions. Example, delivering those who have been captive by Satan's power and giving them over to God so that they may receive forgiveness and sanctification through faith in Christ. Luke 11:22.
Yes.
Following are the individual steps that we should take in the process. Recognize that we are not in conflict against flesh and blood. No. Against spiritual forces and powers of evil, Ephesians 6:12. Live before God, fervently committed to his truth and righteousness, Romans 12:1. Have faith that Satan's power can be broken in any specific area of his domain. We must realize that the believer has powerful spiritual weapons given by God for the specific purpose, destruction of Satan's 2 Corinthians.
Yes.
Proclaim the gospel of the kingdom in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 4:23. Challenge Satan and his power directly by believing in Jesus' name, Acts 6.
Jesus.
By using God's word, by praying in the Spirit, by fasting, and by driving out demons. Pray, especially for the Holy Spirit to convict the lost concerning sin, righteousness, and coming judgment. Pray for and eagerly desire the manifestation of the Spirit through gifts of healing, tongues, miracles, signs, and wonders, Acts 4:29. Why did God create hell? Hell was made for Satan, not for man. Only men who refuse Christ will go there because there's nowhere else for them to go. Matthew 25:41.
Oh,
hell is the place of torment. It has been prepared by our Lord for the devil and his demons found in the bowels of the earth. Deuteronomy 32:22. What area does Satan attack us in? Satan usually operates against us in the soul realm. He also operates in the supernatural with the spirit beings. Therefore, it is mandatory to bring our mind into subjection to Christ. That takes away the area for him to operate in our mind, our will, our emotions, 2 Corinthians 11:3. When facing Satan's temptations, we need to remember who we are up against, 2 Corinthians 2:11. We should seek help from others when the enemy's temptations are strong or when we are in a weakened condition, Hebrews 4:15. That was short. Remember that we have authority over that each and every demon force. It'll be a little quiz. Let me just go over this summary. All right, we took a look today. The purpose of this lesson was to review the Christian teachings on this demon called Satan. Not to lift him up in any way, but to give us information concerning him. Satan is the enemy of God and God's people. It behooves us to study his methods. We looked at the different names he's known as, the adversary, roaring lion, the enemy, liar, Lucifer, Apollyon, tempter, Tyrus, unclean spirit, wicked one. We looked at who was Satan originally. We learned that he was the highest angel in heaven. We looked at what did Satan originally look like, and he was a beautiful creature. We found out what happened to Satan. He had pride, which pride led to rebellion. We learn where is Satan now. We learn that he inhabits the earth and its atmosphere. We learned who has power over Satan, and we learned that God and God's people have power over all, not some. We have the power over all the works of Satan. Matthew 16:17-18. Matthew 16:17-18. Luke 10:17-19. In what ways does Satan seek to come against us, the body of Christ? He tries to get us out of alignment with God's will. He tries to sabotage our destiny. He tries to tempt us, deceive us, and lie to us, steals from us. Our essential feature, we look at the temptation of Jesus. He tried to tempt Jesus. Misuse of an anointing. Testing. Oh, Mary, I don't know why it's echoing on your phone. Maybe it's a little close. Okay. All right. How are we to battle this enemy? We make sure that he has no possession of believers. Believers have authority over Satan demons. Jesus promised true believers authority over the power of Satan and his demons. We must break the power they want to exert over us by waging intense spiritual warfare through the power of the Holy Spirit. That is prayer. This way we can be set free, and don't let that demon in your life. We have to look at, we can look at the parable Mark 3, verse 27. Spiritual conflict against Satan involves three aspects: declaring war against Satan according to God's purpose, entering Satan's house, stay away from any place his spirit is prioritized, and we must not deliver those who have been held captive. We must help deliver those who have been held captive, crackheads, things of that nature, people that are just really strung out. We have to find a way to get them back on God's side, let them know that forgiveness and sanctification is available through them, through faith. The following are the individual steps that we should take in the process. We should recognize that we are not in a conflict against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces and powers of evil. Take this personal. This is a spiritual war. Recognize that we are not in a conflict. Okay, live before God. Live according to God's will. Fervently pray. Know that God's truth and righteousness will always reign across this earth. That's why we have the Bible, to look at Bible stories and see how God has always won every war. God is the only power over evil. We must have faith that Satan's power can be broken in any specific area of his domain. We must proclaim the gospel of the kingdom in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We must challenge Satan and his power directly by believing in Jesus' name, by using God's word. That means by reading our Bible, studying, by praying in the Spirit, by fasting and driving out demons. That fasting is powerful. We must pray especially for the Holy Spirit to convict those that we're concerned about, whether they're lost, convict them concerning sin, righteousness, and the coming judgment. We must pray and eagerly desire the manifestation of the Spirit through gifts of healing, tongues. We have to ask God, fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of God's blessings. Ask God to reveal to us what gifts he's given us to use, whether they are signs and wonders, miracles, the gift of healing, the gift of speaking, whatever gift. Bottom line, that we reach the destiny God created us for. Why did God create hell? Hell was made for Satan and not for man. Men who refuse Christ will go there because there's nowhere else for them to go. Hell is the place of torment which has been prepared for the devil and his demons, found in the bowels of the earth. What area does Satan attack us in? Satan usually operates against us in the soul realm. He also operates in the supernatural with other spiritual beings. Therefore, it's mandatory to bring our mind into subjection to Christ. This takes away the area for him to operate in our mind, our will, or emotions. When facing Satan's temptations, we need to remember who we are up against. We should seek help from other praying people. When the enemy's temptations are strong, or when we are in a weakened condition, call on the Holy Spirit, stay in prayer, and stay with other fellow believers. Also, if you're talking an individual, you think of this program, I know without other believers, it's a feeling of helplessness. Even those who are incarcerated, I know that is such a feeling of helplessness, because this is like almost, the TI is like being an outside targeted individual. But we know, when you know you serve a living God, you know that this is only temporary. That the devil is a liar, that his day will come, that God has bigger and better plans. All right, I'll quickly go over a little quiz here. I'm going to read a statement, and you can give us choices. Have power over the works of Satan. Have power over the works of Satan. Is this God in the church? Son of the morning? A serpent? soul realm, God, or righteous living. To have power over the works of Satan. Have power over the works of Satan. Anybody? Is that God in the church, son of the morning, serpent, soul realm, God, or righteous living? Have power over the works of Satan. Go with now, God in the church. Satan's area of attack against a person is that son of the morning, serpent, the soul realm, God, or righteous living? Go with soul realm. Satan's area of attack against a person, I'm going with soul realm. A prerequisite to battling Satan. What is a prerequisite to battling Satan? That God in the church, son of the morning, serpent, soul realm, God, righteous living. Living. Prerequisite to battle Satan. And now finally, Satan was originally called God in the church, son of the morning, serpent, soul realm, God, righteous living, with son. So I have power over the works of Satan. Good, got them all right. Excellent. Have power over the works of Satan. That was God and the church. We have power over the works of Satan. That is beautiful to know. Remember, that devil tried to make you think he's got more power. He does not. Satan's area of attack against a person, it is in the soul realm. A prerequisite to battling Satan is righteous living. Satan was originally called son of the morning. That's it for the quiz? That's it. Oh, that was it. I'd usually have more questions. Okay. So, yes, we're just doing a review here in the, this is, the study is located at, TESSELMinistry.com, that's T like Tom, E Edwards, S Sam, O Oprah, L Larry, TESSELMinistry.com. You can see quite a few lessons in the online Bible study button. We're focusing on, have a different area. We are concluding summary of Christian doctrine. We have studied what does the Bible teach, who is God, what is the Bible, looked at covenant, we looked at benefits of the cross, we looked at what is baptism, we looked at what is prayer, we looked at what are fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit, and today we looked at who is, what is Satan. So we have three more to go, the ministries and gifts in the church. We have the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment, and we have tithes and offering according to Christian teaching. Just looking at Christian doctrine. Good to know what is it represents. Short quiz. Church. All right, so I'm going to close out. Mary, could you close us in prayer? Anne, Mary, or Maritza?
Well, thank you, Miriam. I want you to know, and I want God to know, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Sister Miriam. We thank you so much.
Thank you so much, dear. Really appreciate it. You're always there for me. You're definitely one of my closest sisters and prayer warriors. I thank God for you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Anne. Mary was praying. Anne, can you pray right after Mary?
Sure.
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead.
Anne, can you hear me talking?
Anne, could you hear Mary? Anne, can you hear Mary?
I feel like she can.
Huh?
Can you hear Mary? Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Miriam. Thank you so much, Father, for Sister Miriam, who has the wisdom, the godly wisdom to lead us in prayer, to lead us in how to be prayer warriors, to prepare us, help to equip us for battle. For many of us are really in a tremendous battle, Father. Even the battle for souls and life and death, Father. But we rely on you. We thank you so much for sending us a great teacher like Miriam, who prepares lessons and goes over them with us carefully and quizzes us and helps us to learn, helps us to grow in understanding of you, Father. We want to know your word. We want to obey your word because we know that your word is true. We know that you are true, and let every man be a liar if he conflicts with you anywhere. We know that you're bigger than all of our problems. Father, when we are tested, let us keep our minds on you. When we are stressed, let us keep our minds on you. When we have needs, let us focus on you and your provision. Let us always rely on you, trust in you, because we know that you care for us. And Father, we ask that you bless everyone who's heard this word tonight about the enemy, the evil enemy that we have to fight. And thank you for reminding us that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers on high. Father God, we know that one day you're going to level every high spirit that exalts itself above holiness. You're going to level them, Father, and then send them to hell. They have a future, Father, and their future is hopelessness and pain and suffering, hot lava and flames. Father, help us go through. Help us to edify and help one another. Because you said that by this we'll know them, by how they love one another. Help Christians to show more Christian love for each other, Father, especially for those who are weak among us. Let us be indulgent, tender toward one another, even when we fail. Let everybody find a helping hand. And Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, that we might believe on him, and giving us, first of all, the wisdom to even believe on him. We could be like those people who hear the truth and reject it, but for some reason chose us to know you. We don't deserve to be able to trust you, but we do. And we thank you for the knowledge of you, that we can grow in knowledge of you. And we thank you for leaders like Miriam, Sister Miriam, who is teaching us tonight. And we thank you for everybody who's gathered here together. Let us learn, let us understand, let us grow, and let us be encouraged in you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Anne, darling, you wanted to pray? I'll just go for that. Thank you, Mary. That was just awesome. Mary, I'm right now, I'm taking these classes myself, so I'm just sharing while I'm taking the classes, you know. I bought a Bible Institute program, and, you know, I just feel it's only appropriate, you know, that I take the classes before I teach them, you know what I'm saying? And so
Mary, you're doing it. You